Please, Moshe.
So we're going to read exit number 25 from Rabash. When should one use pride in the work? A person should say that although he is in utter lowliness, meaning he is still immersed in self-love and still cannot do anything above reason, the Creator still gave him a thought and desire to engage in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, and has also given him some strength to be able to overcome the spies who speak to him and poke his mind with their arguments, with their complaints. And still, he has some grip on spirituality. At that time, a person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him and guides him on the track that leads to the king's palace. It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and gives him the descents as well. That is, a person should believe that as much as he can understand that the Creator has given him the ascents, since certainly a person cannot say that he himself receives the ascents, but that the Creator wants to bring him closer. This is why he gives him the ascents. Likewise, a person should believe that the Creator gives him the descents as well, because he wants to bring him closer. Therefore, every single thing that he can do, he must do as though he is in a state of ascent. Therefore, when he overcomes a little during the descent, it is called an awakening from below. Each act that he does, he believes that it is the Creator's will, and by this itself he is rewarded with greater nearing, meaning that the person himself begins to feel that the Creator has brought him closer.
Let's continue.
Excerpt number 26 from Rabash, article, The Meaning of Exile. When he began to work, there had to be some pleasure and reward for which the body agreed to this work. Afterward, when he was permitted to see that there is the matter of for the sake of the Creator, because a mitzvah commandment induces a mitzvah, and he had to ask to be delivered from exile, then he runs from the exile. How does he run from the exile? It is by saying that he will not succeed in this work. Thus, what does he do? He commits suicide, meaning leaves the work and returns to corporeal life, which is regarded as the wicked in their lives are called dead. It follows that where he should have asked for redemption from exile, he runs from the exile and commits suicide. This is as it is written, the ways of the Lord are straight. The righteous will walk in them, and the transgressors will fail in them. However, he should go above reason. A descent in spirituality does not mean that now he has no faith, Rather, now he must do more work. And the previous faith is considered a descent compared to this work. Moshe, let's read on.
Excerpt number 27 from Rabash. The Creator is meticulous with the righteous.
This excerpt is stronger, nicer, more effective, more powerful. Try to get into it. Yes.
The blow that one receives from the Creator, meaning when he takes from him the flavor of the work, by this itself he heals him. Because then he has no other way to serve the Creator but with faith above reason. It follows that the blow that he received from the Creator, from this itself, he can be healed. For otherwise, he will remain in separation. By this we understand what our sages said, that the blows of the Creator, he heals. In other words, this is the healing, that he gives him room to work with faith without any support. Also, we should understand what our sages said. The Creator makes a decree, and the righteous revokes it. This means that the Creator makes a decree, meaning that he takes from him the pleasure of the work. And there is no harsher decree than taking from someone the vitality in the work. But the righteous revokes it, that is, if a person says he wants to work without any reward or vitality or pleasure, then the decree is revoked in any case. Moreover, now he rises to a higher degree, for now he is in a state of pure faith and is regarded as having no self-interest.